Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and the topic is simply New Year's Evolution. New Year's Evolution. Now, we're all familiar with the term New Year's Resolution. This is when we sit down and think about all the changes we're going to make for the upcoming year. And unfortunately, most of us don't keep all the changes and all those resolutions that we made. However, it's important for us as children of God to make sure that we are bringing about in this spiritual life the kind of change that makes a difference. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Then we discover in Psalms 138:8 that the Lord will perfect those things which concern us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are going to make the changes, and it may not happen overnight, but we're committed to evolving. Like the caterpillar evolves into a butterfly, like the dog evolves, or the pup evolves into a full-grown dog, we also are growing each day in Christ. Can we talk about just a few key things of how we grow in Christ? We're going to outline these in the first three steps of our Evolve acronym. We'll only talk about the first three today. That E reminds us to embrace small victories. You see, sometimes, my friends, we get disenchanted when we don't hit all our big goals and our big dreams and our big plans. But along the way, we're making and accumulating a lot of small victories. Remember, the Bible says in Job 8:7, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Everything starts small. It takes an acorn to make an oak tree. A calf one day eventually becomes a 2,000-pound cow. And yes, my friends and neighbors, as we continue to grow in grace and grow in faith, God is going to continue to grow us as well. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen overnight. Celebrate those small victories, the things that you couldn't do last year in Christ that you can do now. Maybe your goal was to memorize some scriptures and you memorized a few. Give yourself a pat on the back for that. You know, when toddlers first learn how to walk, their parents get excited with every single step they take. And of course, during that time, there are some falling, but that's all right. The parent picks them back up and lets them walk yet again. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalms 37 that though we fall, we won't be utterly cast down because God is able to hold us up with his hand. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to look back on your life and think about all the things that you have done and how far you have come. And then rejoice in the fact that where you are today is not where you're going to stay forever. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to embrace those small victories. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. Yes, my friends and neighbors, because we're connected to God, we've got a consciousness of our relationship to him as sons and daughters, and victory belongs to us. That next component, my friends, is we've got to begin to verbalize our goals. You see, the big challenge that we have is we don't talk enough. Some may not want to talk about it because they think if they talk about it, it won't come to pass. Well, on the contrary, when saints of God speak things, we can speak them into existence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about it. How many times do you think the Wright brothers said, we're going to build a machine that can fly? I'm sure they said it hundreds of times, if not thousands. How many times do you think Thomas Edison said, I'm going to create light without the assistance of a candle or a flame of fire? I'm going to do it with electricity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all have the capacity to achieve what we say. Remember, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:6 that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's be bold and verbalize what we're going to accomplish. Remember, Jesus did it. He says, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, it'll be raised raised again. People were astonished that he said these things, but he spoke it into existence. He talked about it. He said to the man when he was crucified that was on his right side, listen, this day you will be with me in paradise. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to be bold enough to communicate the word of God all the time, because the Bible says in 1 Peter 1 and 25, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Yes, our friends and neighbors, a lot of other things that we talk about will be passing fancies. They'll come and they'll go. But when we speak about the word, we're speaking about the one life-giving substance that endures forever. See, verbalizing also holds us accountable, because if we say we're going to do it, then if there's an accountability factor, well, we want to do it. And when it comes to the word, I challenge you, my friends, verbalize and call into existence what we're going to have. Remember, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to just start speaking what you want God to do in your life and believing it by faith. And yes, you'll see that change come to pass over time. That next portion that we have to have in order to evolve is we've got to be able to overcome adversity. You see, as saints of God, we discover the Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 10 that if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. How do you handle adversity, my friends? I can recall going to the hospital to see one of my relatives, and I was so impressed at how happy she was, at how joyful she was. Even though she was in the hospital bed during the holiday season, it didn't sway her one bit. She was excited. She was happy. She was laughing and joking. You see, that adversity should not make us shrink or faint. On the contrary, we should laugh in the face of adversity, knowing that we've got a God who's on our side. Well, in case you're wondering, what do I do to make sure that I can overcome adversity? First of all, let me give you a few tips. You want to surround yourself with positive people. You see, the strength of the wolf is the pack, and the strength of the bull is the herd, and your strength is your circle, your friends, your mentors, your church members, you name it. Stay closely connected to them. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 20, he that walks with wise men shall be wise. Yes, my friends, after you surround, you want to saturate. Saturate your mind with positive thoughts. Read books and as opposed to social media, put the best stuff you can possibly have in your head. Remember Psalms 119 and 97? Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Then after you saturate and after you surround, you want to serve. Serve others along the way. You see, helping others is one of the best ways to help yourself. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 5 that the younger should submit themselves to the elder, and all of us should be subject to or serving one another and be clothed with humility. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can overcome and we can become better every single day. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.